from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour of the week. That's extra fist pump time on Bandcamp, Twitch, and YouTube. My weather forecast for the big radio station party has taken a turn for the better. I'm feeling optimistic. I was cussing Pete Dukas every day watching television, but now it's looking like 20% rain for some of the weekend, so hopefully it holds off. Sean Shreve, RJ Choppy, Bobby Bell, and Peyton Russell here on The Fan.
So, two things about your get-together this weekend. Do we yet know if Mackenzie is going to blow you off once more?
We do know that she is coming.
Okay, all right, she's coming.
You were on the show yesterday listening. You would have known that.
I don't listen whenever anything relating to Peyton is brought up. I just wait for the update. And then second, is there anybody else that you still have not heard from? Or is everybody giving you a solid answer either way? Because I know earlier in the week there's some people blowing you off.
Yeah. Dawson. Dawson's the only one not to respond.
And he has the least excuse. He lives a half mile from you.
He lives a half mile from me. And he's the only one who never hit me back.
Did Eric side text?
No, I didn't. I think the excuse is that Will spoke for Eric since they have a show Sunday from 3 to 7. But Eric, I did not hear anything from Eric, which was very, very surprising and hurtful.
I'm very disappointed Will's not going to be there.
Will is going to be there.
Well, he'll be there, but...
Will he bring his two friends with him?
Yeah.
Oh,
because I can't really swim. I need a floating device. Yeah.
With one of the with the women that Will usually shows.
That was Jacob's awakening. That was Jacob's awakening at your pool party that one year.
What?
You're remembering a Christmas story? Yeah, statue. Like that was Jacob just at the pool that day.
So that is what's going on. Last night you had some college football taking place. We've talked plenty about Dion and Colorado, but North Carolina State. You know what? Let's all set it up with the college football kegger. Stop. Stop.
Well, I thought we were going degenerate. I didn't know we were doing kegger here.
Thursday boy, at 6:40.
That was...
I think if you go back and listen to my tees...
That was a little spicy.
Okay.
That was a little spicy.
You know what? It's Friday.
If you said kegger, that's my bad.
No. You know what? I'll say you're right. I'll say that you're right. It's Friday. Do whatever you want. You play whatever music you want. You want degenerate? You want? We'll turn it over to you. Degenerate? You want?
I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
There we go.
Google me.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
All right. So Colorado played last night, and they do wind up beating North Dakota State. And Shedeur Sanders had over 400 yards passing, and Travis Hunter had 3 touchdowns. And
the Underground Network, by the way, already has the tape on. Both the offense and defensive side for Colorado. So I'll be watching that later today.
Okay, very nice. Now,
are you really going to watch it later?
Yeah, I'm dead serious. Got it. I'll watch it back.
I did not have a chance to read through this when it first came out, and then I finally did. And the Colorado-Oregon controversy, going back to last year, where Oregon won like 42-6. Colorado said they stole our plays. They stole our signals. They knew what was happening. So there's a program, it's a software, it's called Catapult.
Mm-hmm.
What is that, Bobby?
Catapult, it's a film software. It like breaks down practice plays and stuff like that. It's the portal that a lot of teams use for their practice tape.
So Colorado contended to the Pac-12 that Oregon hacked into their system. Catapult went back into their archives and they went in, they did like a looked at the data and said that didn't happen. None of our systems were compromised. Colorado basically immediately withdrew their pursuit against Oregon. And I think what happened, and now the speculation is like some staffer just forgot their password. They tried to input it in too many times, and it like blew up the whole system. And that's what's going on. But this was just like last year. This is the story that came out this week, is that Colorado thought that Oregon had stole their plays kind of in a Michigan sign stealing scandal.
Well, they were asked to provide evidence, and Colorado refused.
Right.
They just wouldn't give evidence. They sound like the paranoid grandpa, where they're like, I think the nurses are stealing from me. Like, it's like, no, you got beat, and you were sad that there's the viral audio clip of they're fighting for clicks, we're fighting for wins, it's different. They're still butthurt over how Oregon just dog walked them.
A little bit. Shador got an NIL deal with Nike. The brand had announced right before their game against North Dakota State. And now he is following in his dad's footsteps. Now, I don't remember the Dion shoe.
I don't either.
Was it gold?
I don't remember it. But he will not yet receive a signature shoe, but they are working towards a signature shoe with Shador. He wants to renovate his father's what's called iconic, the Air Diamond Turf Max. So it's got like the Air Max kind of look to it, but they call it the Diamond Turf Max. He just wants to build on that. But that's a concept that Shador has. So Shador has inked an NIL deal with Nike, which is big. I mean, he is one of the bigger names in the sport. Whether they're going to win 4 games or 14 games this year, he's one of the bigger names in the sport, and obviously brings a ton of eyeballs and a ton of money. Do you remember the shoes? Are you looking at them? I don't remember.
All the pictures I'm looking for him look to be stuff from the last couple of years, like stuff of Dion, like Dion having shoes that have come out in the last couple of years.
Paul Feinbaum.
I remember his commercials, not his shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Great commercials.
Paul Feinbaum, who we were just watching on the TV here. Well, he is...
Old car doors open.
So...
Man, them ear pods, damn. They get a bigger workout than Bobby's ear pods.
Ooh, baby.
Well, they're now Amanda's ear pods.
That's right.
We remember Nick Saban picking Georgia and Texas in the SEC championship game. And he has a message for the University of Texas.
Which was fraudulent, by the way.
Fraudulent.
Nick Saban said, I just did that to hype up Alabama.
Yeah, it was reverse rat poison.
Yeah.
Paul Feinbaum was like, not so fast, Texas.
I don't. I think they're good enough to contend. Steve Sarkisian told me a couple weeks ago he is thrilled with his depth. I mean, they have a great quarterback. They have they've lost a key player or two, though, in the running back room, Greeny. That worries me. I think Georgia is too good. Texas could conceivably play in the SEC championship game, but I think Georgia, even though Georgia has to go to Texas on October 19th, and they could even lose that game, I still think Georgia wins the SEC.
All right, so that is they do play that Georgia Tech. That is a holy day of obligation game. Texas also has to play A&M this year. A&M is a good team. I mean, Texas they have a tough schedule. Oklahoma, I mean, it's a legitimate SEC schedule. It's a huge game, and it's a massive game, that Georgia game, for one reason and one reason only, because they're both going to make the playoffs. This is about getting a bye to the Elite Eight. That's what that game is going to put that of the team in the driver's seat now. I think the way the SEC is doing it is just going to be the top two records meet in the conference championship game. They're not doing divisions anymore, which they've done forever. So they still might meet again in Atlanta in the SEC championship game. But I think the playoff has screwed things up for these teams. Like, it's decreased the importance on these games. But Paul Feinbaum does not think they are going to win the SEC.
I don't think Texas is going to be as good as they were last year. I mean, they're good. They did lose a lot. They lost a lot off their roster, and they'll be good. But you've lost a lot off your roster, and you're going through an SEC schedule it's going to be tough. There's probably 2 to 3 losses on Texas's schedule.
Nick Saban is doing commercials for VRBO. They call it Vrbo now. I don't care for that. It was VRBO for a decade.
I thought it was always called Vrbo.
Oh, really? I always called it VRBO. I don't know, maybe. How do I know?
But you're fine with other abbreviations that change words over time.
Yeah, other abbreves you're
well,
good with.
Well, I mean, that's not a... This, you're trying to change the name of your company. I don't know. I just, whatever. But anyway, so...
Well said.
Nick
Soup's good point.
Yeah, this is Nick Saban doing his VR Vrbo commercial. Tell me if this is not the most on-brand, if Nick Saban actually was a homeowner that was letting you rent this house.
Check-in time is 3.
It's 2:55.
I know.
Is this what he's doing now?
Have a seat. As your host, I have some rules. First, no showers longer than 5 minutes. This isn't a spa. There's no streaming, only cable television.
Any games for the kids?
No games, no fun. The kids aren't even allowed in the house. That's the rule. There's a great barbecue outside, but don't touch that. How'd you guys get inside? 2 flush maximum per bathroom visit.
Yes, Coach.
You guys got about 10 minutes because this is daddy time in the tub.
Meanwhile, at Averbo, when other vacation rentals make you share your turf with a host, try one you have all to yourself.
All right, so there you go.
That was awful.
I see where Jalen Hurts gets it.
I know he has. You're right. That is the coaching version of Jalen Hurts. I know he has more personality than that. That sounded like nothing but reading.
Oh, yeah.
I know he's got a little more personality. I'm starting to think Belichick would do a better commercial than Saban.
I do like the dry read of the line, "This is daddy time in the tub."
This is
the dry read almost makes that line better.
He always looks so angry. He
always looks angry.
Like,
he looks
Popovich
miserable.
Doesn't look as... It's Popovich, LaRussa. LaRussa looks like an angry grouch. Popovich, LaRussa, Belichick, and Saban.
Belichick seems relieved not to be coaching this year. Saban does not. I think Saban's upset.
Yeah. He's just always angry.
I think the culture change just pissed Saban off so much because he was not ready for the era of college football that he coached in to be done. He wanted to coach more. Whereas Belichick, I think, is like, this is kind of nice. I get a year off. I get to relax. Maybe I'll go back. Maybe I won't. Saban seems like he just didn't want things to change and he was forced out.
It does feel like that. He doesn't feel like he's happy right now. One guy who's not happy is a Purdue fan. I hate Purdue. I hate Purdue and everything they do. I hate Purdue from the fact that they beat Tennessee every year in college basketball, like literally every year in the tournament they do. From Drew Brees' birthmark, I just don't like anything about
him. You're after me for the Deion Ninetoe comment.
I don't like anything about him. Yeah. Okay? It just adds to it. And this idiot, this 80-year-old fan, wrote a letter to the student paper asking fans not to boo. Not to boo the opposing team. All right, not to say Indiana sucks when they play them, okay, because it's a bad stain on Purdue. Listen up. Listen up, you wannabe St. Louis Cardinal fan, okay?
This is like Hogan at the national convention here.
This is what being a fan is all about, okay? Being a fan is all about booing the opposing team, all right? There's a reason
very Longhorn-esque energy here.
By this guy?
Soft, yeah.
Very soft. There's a reason. There's a reason why. They put the visiting team right in front of the student section on the sideline. There's a reason for that. And you know you're a good crowd when you're forced to move the visiting team to the other side of the stadium to avoid the student section because you're too rowdy and you're borderline being inappropriate and throwing things, okay? You're borderline there. That's what real... Not this guy. This guy. This is why there should be an age limit on fans in stadiums. Age limit. I got on the Tennessee fans when they were here at the American Airlines Center during the tournament. Bassick was sitting right next to me, and they were just sitting there. It was a bopsa crowd, bunch of people sitting around. And I yelled at them. I said, "Hey, old people, get up. You want to cheer for your team? The Hogwarts over there, Loyola, they were beating their brains out.
Even Sister Jean's out of her wheelchair.
Sister Jean was standing up for crying out loud, and you old people were just sitting on your hands."
Yeah.
If you even have them still.
That was a Catholic miracle, though. That's why she was out of her chair.
College Football Kegger with Ralph James Choppy. And now, Pepe, let's make some money.
I've got 4 selections for you.
Oh.
Of the degenerate this year. The first one, straight from Aledo, Texas. Braden Fowler, Nicole Nicolosi, the quarterback of Colorado State, who I fell in love with in the Colorado game. Now, they play Texas this week. They are going to lose, but they are going to cover the 32.5-point spread.
Ooh.
They've got a legit quarterback. He's a good player. He's got a cannon for an arm. I like him. So, give me Colorado State plus the 32.5. Texas, they pull Quinn Ewers. They give Arch some playing time. They wind up winning this thing by, like, 28. Next game, A&M, minus 2.5 to 2 points, depending on how you get it, against Notre Dame. It's a must win. It's a must win for A&M. This is a great win for them. It's a home game. What's wrong?
That's a little bold. I think it's bold of oddsmakers to even have A&M as a favorite. Notre Dame's a better team.
I'm laughing because Dave Wishnew said there's 24 reasons why Belichick looks happier than Saban.
Yeah. I see what you did there.
I forgot about the girlfriend. Good point, Dave. Yeah. Good point.
Look, Riley Leonard's a good player, but the new coach of A&M was his coach in college, right? He knows exactly how to stop. Now, I guess you could say Riley knows exactly how to go against his defenses, but I'll take A&M. UT San Antonio, minus 24.5 against Kennesaw State. And finally, our boy, what?
Just Kennesaw State. Yeah.
Our boy Dabo going down. You can hear the game right here on 105 through the Fan, 11 o'clock.
Oh.
Georgia, minus 13.5 over Clemson.
The Degenerate, the Kegger, all from Ralph James Choppy on DFW Sports Station. Dak Prescott said he hasn't been listening to Jerry Jones for a long time. Was yesterday something or nothing? Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com was there. Let's talk about it next.
Let's get you over to the greatness of Diamonds Direct, boys and girls. You absolutely want to go into Diamonds Direct. Why? Because, first of all, the experience is so much a part of the process here. All right? The folks at Diamonds Direct, they're not about just sales. They're not about sales. They actually care. They want to get to know your story. They want to know what drives you as a couple, and that will help them help you get the bigger, better diamond. It's energetic when you walk in there. People are having fun. It's not a hush-hush jewelry store. It's the greatness of Diamonds Direct.
So whether you're planning that big proposal or looking to treat yourself or someone special, drop by this weekend. Tell them we sent you and get ready to experience jewelry shopping that is done right. Yossi, Matthew, the entire team at Diamonds Direct going to give you the best.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Quality, price, and shopping experience. There's no better choice or selection. Tell them Sean and RJ sent you this weekend to Diamonds Direct. Crosstalk with the KMC Masterpiece coming up at 9:40. It is time for Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. Is it something or nothing what happened yesterday? Just typical negotiations publicly, or are feelings starting to get hurt? Is Dak Prescott indifferent? This taking it a little bit over the line. I'm going to vote something. Many other people saying nothing. We're going to ask Nick Eatman about one of Dak's comments. This one being, I stopped listening to Jerry a long time ago.
Yeah, I understand that. That's the business and the nature of this game that we play. I stopped, honestly, listening to things that he says to the media a long time ago. So doesn't really hold weight with me.
Nick, was yesterday something or a whole bunch of typical nothing?
No, it was something. It was something. But again, it's always, sometimes something is nothing. Sometimes nothing is something. I'm not.
Jerry Jones joining us here on the Fan. That was very Jerryism right there.
Okay. I'm just saying, and I like what he said is I'm not worried about. I stopped listening to what he says to the media, because when you have a direct line, and I'm not saying they talk every day, but they talk enough where, that's probably what he cares more about is what he says to him and what, how the conversations go. But if you were there, it was definitely in the awkward neighborhood. I'm not saying it was completely awkward, but I think Dak was – it was a combination of, I'm tired of talking about this, and especially to you guys. just like he's not listening to Jerry talk to the media, what's the point of talking to the media about it as well? I think that, though, it does sound like there's some feelings involved there. He wants to get it done. If it doesn't, then he's going to take that a certain way. But it definitely sounds like there's something to this story, and there has been for a while.
What was more of a thing, that or what we believe in him going back and forth saying, well, if they don't have my deal done, it will say a lot.
Yeah, it will say a lot. I thought that one more than the Jerry part. Because that's just more like, I don't care what you guys say about what Jerry said. I talked to him yesterday, or I'll call him later. So I'm not worried about that part. I don't think that's a big deal. But the part about, you know, if he goes, I don't need it, but you know, I think it says a lot if it is or it isn't. And then credit to the reporters there that kept pressing. Well, in what way? And what if it isn't? And he kept trying to smile, and you could tell he didn't want to be around it, but or talk about it. But I think for the most part, he's saying is, you know, if they don't get this thing done, then they're basically saying that, you know, that they don't, that it's not their top priority. I don't know if I believe that. I don't know even if he believes that. You know, Dak likes to have fun now. I mean, he did a press conference, 2 weeks ago where he was naming every Post Malone song in the album. So, I mean, he has fun with the media, too. And in this situation, there's not anything else that you can talk about it. So, you know, maybe he's playing a little bit coy as well.
Nick, you know, Choppy and I were both of the opinion that if it doesn't get done – by the start of the season, the odds drop pretty dramatically on a return here. Do you feel the same sort of way, or do you think that, no, look, I mean, that's sort of an artificial deadline. If the season begins, that doesn't really change the odds that he's back here.
I think they start to go down a little bit, but then again, it depends on – I think it would be easier – I think, and this is me not writing a check, I think it would be easier for both sides if it got done beforehand. If it doesn't, then every single game that he plays, every pass, every touchdown, every interception, every anything is going to be magnified even more than it already is, because it's like, all right, well, great game by Dak. He's definitely gone. Price tag just went up. Price tag went down. Whatever it is, I think they would – I mean, for that reason alone, I would want them to get that thing done. But I don't think it goes down so much. I'm not a believer in the – I'm not focused on that, because he's never focused on that. You know, he's going to do his thing. His agent's going to do his thing. And if it's a Tuesday, 3 day, you know, or 5 days before they play Baltimore and it says, hey, here's the deal, okay, it's not like he's so focused on – the Ravens defense that he can't say, all right, and what about this? Yep, okay, and this, and we talked about this. Okay, good, where's the pen? And I think they can get it done. And we've seen it happen. I've seen Tony Romo sign his big deal in a bye week of 2007. Mm-hmm. It can happen.
All right, let's say they get – you mentioned bye week. Let's say they get to the bye week. He's not signed, but they're 5-1. Whose motivation changes more, the Cowboys to get it done now before it gets even more expensive? Or does Dak's motivation to say, hey, I'm just going to wait this out now?
Yeah, I think it's a tie. That's really not me, like just sidestepping the question. That's the thing. The more motivation the Cowboys would have, the more that Dak would be like, hey, I'm pretty close to the end. This thing could be, you know, I could be into those Oxnard mornings of the 60s. You know, and that range, because I mean, if they're 5-1 and he's playing like that, and they're playing, you know, I'm obviously it's not going to be a Cooper Rush 5-1. It's going to be him 5-1. It's going to be, you know, because of this, because of him, because of this offense, because of them. I think the motivation would be more so though, probably for Jerry and the Cowboys to get it done, which I think is why they need to really press here and get this thing done. And I'm still a believer. I think it will be. I don't think he, if I had to guess, I don't think he plays another snap without the deal. I think it gets done.
Okay, Nick. All right. So you brought up the Oxnard morning again. So I'm gonna ask you right now. I'm looking at the Oxnard weather right now. So it's 62 degrees. Would you describe it, since you think the deal gets done, do you think it looks pretty similar to an Oxnard morning?
I think it would be cooler than that.
Okay.
I think as of right now. I think in Choppy's scenario of 5-1 and playing like that and maybe MVP candidate talk, then I think that's where, from the Cowboys standpoint, I think you want to avoid. And then on the flip side, let's say it's not. Let's say there's some struggle. Let's say it's 2-4 or whatever. I mean, that's where it gets tricky, because then you get the critics say don't even do it at all. So that's why this cat and mouse game is interesting. That's why I think it's probably if they can do it physically, financially, do this, I would get this thing done before Cleveland. I think it starts to get really messy. If it's not messy already, it's going to start getting very messy when you start getting into the season, because every game is going to factor in on, you know, on shows like this and shows like that I do, and everybody talking about it. Yeah. And I think it probably makes more sense to do it the other way.
Nick Eatman from DallasCowboys.com joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Okay, Nick, so Nick Harris has talked to us about, he wonders, are we going to see full-time availability from CeeDee Lamb coming off of the time that he missed from training camp? Like, are we going to see him work his normal snap load? Do you expect that when week one rolls around here in a little over a week, you know, we're 9 days out or whatever it is, do you expect to see CeeDee Lamb being used at full capacity, or is there going to be a period where they're trying to work him in some?
I think it's kind of probably a 75-80%, and that's I haven't been told that. I'm just saying I don't think it's probably full go. And he'll be smart about it. I mean, I thought he was very candid the other day about saying, hey, this is what I need. I need a little bit of this. I need a little bit of bumps. I need this. So he'll be smart about it. And I think if it's not, you know, 100% snaps, I think that's fine. They'll have, I'm not sure if they'll have all six active. They probably won't. I wouldn't think Flannoy would be active. But still, you know, you have enough where you know, the Brooks and Tolberts and Turpins to obviously with Cooks, to figure it out. I don't think it'll be 100%. I don't think it'll be 50%. I don't think it'd be that noticeable. Might be a few more rest plays for him than normal. But as he cranks this up,
what are you doing with your final free weekend before the craziness begins?
Man,
I saw Arkansas. Arkansas, you know, they already handled their business yesterday.
They did. It was a nice football day yesterday, or night for me, 100%. So it was great. My daughter's team they've lost 21 games in a row, and they finally won a game last night.
Oh, good stuff!
Shout out to Carrollton Creek View. It was. She's on the drill team, and she had her first win ever on varsity. So it was pretty awesome for that. I loved that experience for her. Yeah, Arkansas, just never punted. I could punt. I mean, I could punt for Arkansas last night because they never did. So it was good. Just gonna relax and you know, just be ready for the back deal. No, I'm just kidding. Just relax and chill and, you know, have a good one. And I'm sure there'll be something around the house that you know, I'll be asked to do, and then I'll probably call for some help to do.
Nick Eatman spoke the CD deal into existence. Yes, coming back from California. Let's see if you can go 2-for-2.
Let's get it done.
Let's get it done.
You guys agree, right? Because don't you think every pass, every pick, every touchdown, it's just going to –
Yeah,
gonna,
but Nick, you're not accounting for those who don't believe he's the ultimate quarterback for this team and want to move on, which what percentage would you say that is with all your DallasCowboys.com shows? There are people that are happy this is taking place.
Yeah, but I would say 20% really, really want to move on.
Okay.
But 50% or maybe 35% say it, but they don't really believe it. Because then when you start thinking, all right, here are the names that they could beat next year, and then they'll be like, maybe they could just get a deal done. I mean, once you really start thinking what's out there, then, you know, you just don't always draft Brock Purdy. That just doesn't always happen like that. There's some top five quarterbacks that get drafted that you wouldn't want on the team. So, you know, I think when you really look at the grass is greener, the grass is, you know, brown, dead grass on the other side, you got to be real careful with that. And I think for the most part, people want to get this deal done.
Thank you, brother. Have a great weekend.
See you guys. Thanks.
The great Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. Crosstalk led by Mikey B.
Oh, baby.
With KMC is next to finish up the week on Sean and RJ.
All right, it's the Mike Bassett Crosstalk, and yeah! I think we're doing shout-outs right now, and I would like to start off. I would like to shout out Tiff's Treats in Las Colinas. I bought some cookies on Sunday from there, and I think I want to say the guy's name was Adam. Adam, I'm very sorry. I said I'd shout you out on Monday. I had the day off, and then I totally forgot. Today is Friday, and I just remembered. So if you work at Tiff's Treats, kind of in that Irving, Las Colinas area, thanks for handing me over the cookies. Now, Sean, you have a shout out.
Yeah. Travis.
Travis, yeah. Travis brought us in breakfast burritos. This is the same Travis that endorsed Peyton's idea of seasoning the hot dog. So this is Peyton.
And air frying. It was my idea for both.
Air frying as well. Is that why Sean questioned his credentials through the door and he goes, what's your cooking background? Why should we eat these?
Well, what he didn't like was that Peyton was trying to take credit via Travis for air frying the hot dogs. And he's like, no, that was my idea. That was not Peyton's idea.
My wife's idea. He then stole it.
Oh, so you've been stealing.
Everyone in the Metroplex then copied Peyton and air fried and seasoned their hot dogs last weekend. And Travis brought us these hefty breakfast burritos. Thank you so much, man.
Do you usually like them hefty and thick like that?
Yes.
Yeah. Look how long that is. That's
so
long, make a little burrito. Sexual innuendos to this teenager.
Let's ask Peyton. Peyton, why did you want to sabotage Alec the other day and not turn over the phone so we look like morons on our show?
Good question.
Well, Alec has been here for about 5 years now, and a producer should know that the board is theirs once their show starts. So it's up to them to change everything.
What happened?
Counter question. Did you not text Alec OS when the interview started, thus insinuating that you made the mistake?
No, I did not. But Sean, this is why I'm such a diva on Sundays. I got to do G-Bag segment with their two guys, one booth. I got to make sure the board's ready for KNC. I might as well be up here for the get right. I mean, it's just, it's ongoing, man. It's always my fault.
What happened?
So we tried to get Trey Wingo on. It took at least a fourth attempt.
Yeah, no, the third attempt. I think the third attempt worked.
Maybe, but it took a minute. And so Alec
saying, hello, Trey.
Alec said Peyton had it over for Zoom audio and hadn't switched it back over, which Alec contends is his responsibility. Now I hear the
report. This is because of Boone. Right? It was Wednesday.
Yes, yeah. Correct.
So now,
didn't we talk to Nick
Harris
afterwards?
We did, but I changed it back because I was doing other stuff on that side.
Should have changed it back before.
Now, usually I do change it back. Didn't, but I will take responsibility. I can change it back.
Oh,
okay. I'm going to say, as somebody who has run a lot of boards in his day, it is the responsibility of who sits down on the board to. It's you got to get your own board set.
So is that Peyton?
That would be Alec. That would be Alec. I'm just saying. And I don't want to endorse Peyton. I'm just saying, Alec.
So you guys excited about college football?
Hell yeah.
I am. I mean, maybe not this. This is not the greatest weekend. The first weekend's never the greatest weekend.
It's a pretty damn good weekend, though.
For an opener, it's pretty good.
Do you know you can hear Clemson, Georgia right here on 105.3 The Fan?
How are you going to watch these sports to talk about with no TV?
I'm going to do the Rangers pre and post this weekend.
Yeah, but moving forward.
Well, he has
you said you're rid of your TV.
You apps. You're saying how long am
I? Still got the apps.
Okay, so you're watching everything you can.
I actually have DirecTV till September 5th. So, yeah, I canceled it, but it goes up to September 5th.
Okay. But you have ESPN app?
Yeah, so I had the game on. I had the Colorado game on last night. I wouldn't say I watched it like I was watching every play. I was kind of moving around the house doing things. So I saw some of the game, but I wasn't just like locked in watching that game. I'm assuming a lot of our Tolos were locked in watching that game. I feel like
I was.
It was very good.
I feel like Colorado is kind of like the Dallas Cowboys. You're either really rooting for them or really rooting against them.
Yes.
Right? Like, they're not like a team that you're just like, oh, yeah, Colorado, which they had been for most of our lives.
Yeah.
But now I think they're celebrity games pretty much.
Yes.
I would say I'm surprised you weren't more tuned in or locked in because I feel like you're somebody who appreciates the like supreme athletes or like the cream of the, as somebody who like played, like you have a real appreciation for Maddox or other guys like that. And Travis Hunter is such an insane football player. Like I would think you would be bought in just to see Travis Hunter play football.
Will Travis Hunter be drafted as a cornerback or a wide receiver?
Yeah. Depends on what the team wants him to play, but he would be a top 10 pick either one he picked.
Do you think he can do both in the NFL?
Yep.
Because Deion, when you go back and you watch Deion for the Cowboys play wide receiver, it was pretty pathetic. He really didn't know what he was doing, but his athleticism, you just like throw it up and hope for the best.
Travis Hunter would be a top 10, would be a top 10 receiver or a top 5 corner in the NFL.
If you were the Cowboys and you had the pick and he was on the board, what would you take him as?
I'm going corner.
If I needed each equally, I would go corner. For the Cowboys, I might play receiver because you have Bland, Diggs, and Carson.
Does he have like Tyreek speed?
He's not that fast. He's fast though, and he's a good route runner. Like he's like an actual technician. He's tough. He's got a big body. He is like I said in the text last night. He is college football Ohtani without the stupid dog. That's what he is.
Oh, you hate the dog?
Yeah, I hate the dog. The dog's been a big issue for us on the show for months.
How much did you dislike that first pitch thing, then?
Really bad. Yeah, I mean, but he's a massive diva, so it's no surprise. It makes sense.
I actually watched last night quite a bit of the Dodgers and the Orioles, just because they're two of the best teams in baseball. And it's interesting with the Dodgers, because I do think baseball truly needs Dodgers versus Yankees in the World Series. I think that would give baseball all of a sudden right now the big heavy dude and Stephen A. Smith are talking NBA basketball.
Windhorst?
The big heavy dude. Yeah, I mean, look, it would give baseball a boost. There's no doubt.
You know, hey,
you're the two biggest players.
Choppy asked this question of me last week. Absent, like if you had Judge and Ohtani and they were on the Brewers and the Twins,
yeah,
would Major League Baseball root for Judge and Ohtani in the World Series on those two teams, or would they say absent Judge and Ohtani, we would still prefer Dodgers and Yankees?
I think they'd still prefer Dodgers Yankees because they have, besides I guess Boston, have the biggest fan bases. I'm not saying Boston has the biggest fan base, but I don't know who has more fans, the Dodgers or the Red Sox. So I know that you're getting the top National League fan base, you're getting the top American League fan base. And I just was watching the Dodgers last night, and it is very cool that Ohtani's going to be in the playoffs. In fact, they were talking about it yesterday. Like, we don't know what to expect, because in these big moments, Ohtani has elevated his game. Opposite of deck. And so when he plays in these World Baseball Classics, when he is a major part of something big, these big moments, he takes his game to another level. And so Oral Hershiser, and I don't know who's with Oral on the Dodgers call.
Joe Davis, right?
Okay.
Joe Davis?
Yeah, they were just talking about how exciting it's going to be that Ohtani is going to get to be in playoff games and see what he can elevate his game to.
They really need not just like two marquee teams. They need like a long series too. Because like,
I could see that.
If it gets to like if it goes five games, you're screwed, because we've shown as a sports society we don't care until it gets to be about game 6 or 7.
Doesn't even
matter if the NBA.
Look at Sean's
NBA
every
finals
delivery.
Matter. We care at game 6 or 7. That's when they'll really tune in.
Chop Specs.
What'd you get?
Vodka. The great Tim Collins. He's not going to be able to make station party Sunday.
That is.
So he brought vodka for the party.
Thank you, Tim.
Corey, what's coming up on the show and what else?
Why didn't we ask Tim whose job that was, Alec or Peyton?
Peyton can't even get your mic on.
All right, never mind. It is Peyton's fault.
Is it not on? It's on my end.
Nope, the red light's off.
Not at all.
Well, engineer, DJ.
Gosh. It's always somebody else with it.
Corey, you want to share my microphone?
My question was, Sean, I wanted to know if you got that because you were Employee of the Month. I got Employee of the Month, though.
It turns out I was not Employee of the Month.
Okay, all right, yeah.
I've never got Employee of the Month.
Well, that's shocking. Wow.
Yeah, I also got Employee of the Month, as I got a gift card as well.
You did?
Yeah.
Mexican bar company?
Across the way at Knife. So, yeah.
Cheers to us.
Us Employee of the Month.
Cheers to us.
And also,
what do you have to do to get Employee of the Month?
Be awesome.
Win the random drawing that they do.
Yeah.
Is that random wheel?
And then I wanted to credit Choppy for all of his captions, because he's a great captioner. I love that moment this morning where it just kind of all fell apart for you guys.
Thank
you.
You were
trying to compliment him, and he didn't know how to take it.
Yes.
Wonderful segment.
Didn't know what a caption was.
But on the show today, NFL reality or whatever at 10:20.
It's going to be good.
And then
it's going to be good.
You know, we're going to have a lot of fun.
Reality.
And stuff.
Well, Baseball Nuggets is at 10:40-ish. And I will say, for baseball fans, this will be the last Friday baseball nugget of 2024.
Oh.
What if they go on a winning streak?
Yeah.
They're not.
They are on one.
They scored 9 runs against the Chicago White Sox in 3 games.
But you get the Athletics next.
But they also held them under 9 runs.
The Athletics have the best, courtesy of Bobby, the best record in the American League. Yeah. What was the record, which is kind of sad?
23-14. That's pretty sad, right?
After the All-Star break?
That's not a great record. Like, you would think there's like a team that's got like 77 wins, like Cleveland or New York or Baltimore would be.
Yeah, it's
better.
Like since July 1st or the All-Star break, when Oakland's got the best record in the American League. And it's 9-10 games over 500.
So should we be scared for next year?
I think
you should be scared of next year, but not because of Oakland.
I think that next year Oakland can be a 500 baseball team. So now all of a sudden your 13 games against Oakland are not like, oh, it's Oakland. In fact, they're not anymore. I hate saying this, but I think Oakland is better than the Texas Rangers right now. I get the record for the Rangers is better for 130-something games, but Oakland is a better baseball team right now today than the Texas Rangers.
How many people are not at work today, judging by this traffic? Is that easier for y'all getting in?
Not for Mike.
Was it? So they had like the bridge from my hood shut down. Oak Cliff, that's my hood.
Your neighborhood, yes.
So
where your flowers get stolen.
Yeah. See, that doesn't happen in Plano.
Nope.
Did you guys ever find the flower thief?
No.
Oh.
But we have a homeless guy at times that's caught on the camera who's used the Oak Cliff Pediatrics water hose.
He's just using water to get a drink.
I mean, yeah, but he leaves his dirty underwear and stuff. So my wife had to take care of that problem. So
she took out the homeless guy?
No, she took out the hose. She took out the hose.
Okay. Yeah, and just so that couldn't be used. It's not like the best thing when you have
of that problem.
I don't know, 50 kids showing up at your office and you have maybe a homeless guy hanging out outside. So that's probably not something
Shouting
you
where
want.
The hose at.
So
I think you should end this.
That's the question he was asking. Where are the hose at, man? Come on now.
Well, it sounds like Sean wants to go home.
Yep, I do.
See you Sunday.
I'll see you Monday.
Nope, you won't.
Hey, Peyton, is the board set up for KNC?
Oh, that's right. We don't have to work Monday.
Good Lord.
Dude, awesome 3-day weekend. 4-day weekend for my kids. How did my kids not have school today?
I'm like,
Yeah, so anyways, coming up next, it's the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan.
What a mess.
Wow.
What a mess.
I love it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.